President-elect Roh Moo-hyun will take the helm as South Korea's next president Tuesday amid global concerns about the North Korean nuclear crisis. He has pledged to play a key role in resolving the standoff, but in a way that could dramatically alter Seoul's relationship with its main ally, Washington. Roh Moo-hyun won an unlikely victory last December. The odds were stacked against the 56-year-old former human rights lawyer, who was not a well-known politician and whose Millennium Democratic Party had been damaged by scandals. But in a contest against the well-financed conservative Grand National Party, known for its strong ties to the business world and to Washington, Mr. Roh won the presidency with the support of South Korea's younger generation. He beat the conservative candidate, helped by a wave of anti-American sentiment that brought hundreds of thousands of protesters onto the streets of Seoul late last year. Relations with Washington, especially in light of North Korea's nuclear aspirations, are likely to be a key theme of the Roh presidency. During his campaign, Mr. Roh indicated that Seoul should rethink its ties to Washington and suggested that there may be a need for adjustments to the 37,000-strong U.S. troop presence in the South. While he says South Korea's alliance with the United States is vital to his nation's security, he wants to assert more independence from Washington in dealing with the North. Henry Morris is a Seoul-based analyst with Industrial Research and Consulting.
The fact is the U.S. doesn't want this man standing up and saying, I'm going to be an honest broker, an independent body, a negotiating body between the North and the South. That's not the way the U.S. sees the South. The U.S. sees the South as being on its side and not a neutral body in between itself and the North. And now this guy's saying, I don't want to do that. I want to step back and be in the middle.
Mr. Roh opposes Washington's confrontational policy toward Pyongyang and has vowed to seek engagement with the North, the policy established by his predecessor, Nobel Peace Prize winner Kim Dae-jung. He says that while he will not tolerate nuclear weapons in North Korea, a peaceful dialogue is the only way to resolve the matter. He suggests that if the world reassures Pyongyang on security concerns and provides economic assistance, it will be willing to give up its nuclear ambitions. But Robert Broadfoot, an analyst at the Hong Kong-based political and economic risk consultancy, warns such thinking may be naive. Mr. Broadfoot also raised the possibility that Mr. Roh may have gone further in his campaign statements than he really intended.
He's found himself boxed into a corner because of his own campaign rhetoric. Now, how is he going to do the fancy sidestep in order to get it so it doesn't make him look too bad? It's going to be a big challenge. I think his honeymoon is going to be particularly short.
The latest controversy over North Korea's nuclear ambitions surfaced 4 months ago when Washington said Pyongyang had admitted to a secret program to enrich uranium. Since then, Pyongyang has taken a number of steps, including expelling UN weapons inspectors and withdrawing from the Global Nuclear Nonproliferation Pact. While foreign policy matters may be at the top of President Roh's agenda, he also must contend with a major domestic challenge, finishing his predecessor's overhaul of South Korea's corporate landscape. Doing so is crucial to winning the support of foreign investors. South Korea's new leader is expected to take on the country's hugely powerful family-run conglomerates called chaebol, which are widely seen as wielding excessive economic power. He's also likely to increase the role of the country's labor unions in corporate management issues. Mr. Broadfoot from the Political and Economic Risk Consultancy says observers are wary about how Mr. Roh's policies might affect the economy.
We don't know what he is yet. He has a background as someone who supports labor. We don't know what his policy will be really towards foreign investment, what his policy is going to be towards privatization, what his policy will be towards the chaebol, but we don't know what he really believes firmly.
This relatively inexperienced leader who grew up in a tiny farming village, who holds no college degree, who has barely traveled, takes over a country that sits at the heart of one of the world's major international crises and whose economy is a crucial factor in the region. He's a long shot who won the race, and now he must prove he's up to the job. Amy Bickers, VOA News, Tokyo.